You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, April 1st, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan. Happy April Fool's Day today. We're not fooling anybody.
I'm trying to think of a good April Fool's joke, but I don't have one.
Not doing it.
Nah.
It's like why?
Yeah.
Wasted. We'll save it for next year.
Well, there is. I could say, hey, this is all a hoax.
What?
April Fool's.
Yeah, no. See, that's not even funny.
It's not, because some people actually say that. They don't even put the April
Fool's.
Oh,
I know. Some people are like, oh, this is a hoax. Go back to work. Everybody go back to work. Except the deal is, where are you going to work? Everything's closed. It's like, what's that all about?
Oh, they want the world to open back up. They want
the world's not going to open back up. Not for a while, anyway. Some random facts for you today. Let's talk about something fun. There aren't many English words with all five vowels in order, but there are a few. The most common one is facetious. All five vowels in order. I don't have any others. That's the only one they provided for us here today, was facetious.
Huh. Cool word, though, it is.
Yeah. The famous fire scene in Gone with the Wind was filmed with no fewer than seven Technicolor cameras, and they were the only seven of those cameras in the world at that time.
I believe that, too.
Wow.
That was an amazing feat.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The first diet soda to use aspartame as a sweetener was Diet Squirt in 1983.
Really?
Some fun facts for you today.
And the world's never been the same.
It's never been the same. After aspartame. The aspartame crisis.
After the aspartames. Yeah. I don't use it anymore.
Oh, yeah, no. I can't.
Mm-mm.
No. Sweetener? No. Not in my thing. All right. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, staying at home doesn't mean you can't still look your best. And in Mark Wahlberg's case, I think you and I missed that memo. But in Mark Wahlberg's case, he's going above and beyond his usual grooming routine.
All Mark Wahlberg really has to do to groom well is just take his shirt off. That's grooming for him.
That's pretty sure.
Yeah, that's it. Just take his shirt off.
I'm going to change my shirt.
Yeah. Watch
I'm going to take it off now.
Slowly change my shirt.
And I'll put another one on in about an hour.
Right.
Chris Hemsworth, I'd like to see your grooming routine.
You know what? I saw him without a shirt on last night in Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
No, Thor Ragnarok. We watched Ragnarok. Yeah. So, yeah.
You
shirtless.
Even probably got excited.
You know, for a few minutes, I sure did. Yeah. You know who else doesn't wear a shirt in all the Avengers movies? Ever. The Incredible Hulk. Yeah. No.
Not the same feeling in my tummy.
Right.
Mark took to social media on Monday to share a series of adorable videos showing his 10-year-old daughter, Grace, giving him a makeover.
Oh, great.
All right. That's good, Dad.
This is better than the tea party.
Yes.
This is way better than playing the tea party with your daughter.
Now, it depends on what the daughter wants. Whatever the daughter wants is the best thing at the time.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of tea parties, but I've never done the makeover.
Now, the makeover, there's dads out there who say, no way. But a real man says, absolutely, my princess, as you wish.
As you wish. Okay.
You can put that purple eyeshadow on me, and I'm going to wear it, and I'm going to be happy about it.
How do you get that crap off your face?
There's ways.
Okay, because I don't know. I'm not a makeup-wearing kind.
It's a female secret. 15 days into quarantine now, I'm getting pedicures, manicures, and full makeup. Little Grace actually showing her painting her dad's nails.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. Aww. I mean, that's really going out there.
I wonder who's taking the video. Maybe Mark's wife.
Probably Mama.
Yeah.
Now, one hand was a pretty lilac color, while the other matched his peach hoodie.
Okay, now wait a minute. He was wearing a peach hoodie. Hey, Wahlberg. Dudes don't wear peach. Just saying. Dudes don't wear peach.
Now, he told her, I don't know if you're going to have a career at this. As she was doing her final touches. And she said, I'm only good at makeup, so your makeup's going to be on fleek.
On fleek? Ay, ay, ay. On
then
fleek.
Mark said.
What did Mark say?
On fleek? What's fleek?
What's fleek?
Same it's question I've had, Mark.
It's the thing. The kids are saying it, or they've been saying it for a while. On fleek.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I had to ask my granddaughter what that meant when she said
that. What does
that
mean,
like,
honey? What does that mean? You know, good for Mark. I think that's
Mark.
A wonderful thing.
Yes.
His daughter is being empowered, and that's an awesome thing.
Daddy's her bitch. That's awesome, too. Well, if times weren't bad enough already, we're hearing that Lindsay Lohan is eschewing all conventional wisdom during this difficult time and jump-starting her musical career again.
Face plant, Lindsay.
She does. She needs a timeout.
She totally needs a timeout.
She needs to go shelter in place without a phone or a camera. Or any In a video teaser, because Lord knows there is one, it featuring a variety of media clips and clips from Lindsay's own Instagram with reporters speaking in the background.
Oh, boy.
And at the very end, you hear Lindsay's voice saying, I'm back.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I'm back. Because apparently this is important to
this
Lindsay.
This is obviously important.
To Lindsay.
Sure.
Not
sure.
To the rest of us.
Nobody else cares.
The teaser comes with a pre-save link to Lindsay's brand spanking new single.
Oh, wow. We should look that up. I mean, come on now. I mean, God.
This is her first since signing in. New joint record deal.
Yeah, lindsaylohan.inc.2/presave. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
For S&Gs, let's see what happens.
All right.
I don't know if we can play this. What is that?
If it just sounded like that through the whole thing.
No, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. Oh, this is it.
Oh, help us all.
I know, right? Boy, this is way too long.
How long is it?
I don't know.
Here goes. I'm back.
That was it.
That was it.
That was it.
Yep.
And now it says pre-save. Connect to Spotify.
Do you really want to?
No.
No.
Not really. But I just did. I just pre-saved it. I couldn't resist.
She's going to think she has a fan now. Look, someone send my... Look, someone saved my pre-save.
My
pre-save.
You know what? We can blame it on Halle Berry. All right,
no,
with
we
that,
can't.
Sure we can.
Don't you know, do that. Halle, don't put Halle's, that on her.
Halle's a celeb.
Don't be putting that on Halle Berry.
All right, got a couch waiting for me,
and
I think I have to watch another Avengers movie today. That's on my docket. Of things
that's a good thing to do.
I know, and it's also good nap time sometimes because okay, I've seen this part. All right, back tomorrow, though, with more frivolities, and it'll be April 2nd. Have a great day. See you tomorrow, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.